The days in Pasadena turned into a blur of intense heat and flying sparks. Virginia felt the rhythmic clang of the hammer deep in her bones. The strikes were sure, deliberate, and perfectly timed. The giant gate began to take shape under their skilled hands. "It is quite heavy," she said, wiping sweat from her brow with a dirty cloth. "But it is truly beautiful," Robert replied, nodding as he welded a corner joint. "The client will be very thrilled with this level of fine detail." The shop felt alive with the hum of industry. They lost track of the time, working until the moon was high. There was a comfort in the grind. It was the honest work that had saved them. Every time she picked up the tool, Virginia felt the strength returning to her. Her health was steady, and her mind was clear. She lived for these moments in the shop, surrounded by the scent of oil and iron. They didn't stop for long breaks. They ate lunch on the workbench, planning the next set of curves. "We are faster than the old days," Robert said. "The new press makes all the difference." Virginia agreed. "It is a blessing." The iron gates were now nearly 6 feet tall. They looked like a masterpiece. Barbara kept the schedule, ensuring they were ahead of the deadline. She was the anchor, keeping them moving forward. "Two more days," she called out. "We are in great shape." The family worked on, feeling a deep connectedness to the task. They were carving their future into the metal. Every piece was a testament to their survival. They had been through so much, and this gate was the proof. "Let us finish it strong," Virginia said, grabbing the grinder for the final pass.